M72 recording length 15 minutes and 09 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 72 Globular Cluster M72, NGC 6981, Class IX, in Aquarius M72.jpg, right ascension 20, 53.5, H colon M, declination 12, 32, Deg colon M, distance 55.4, Cli, visual brightness 9.3, Mag, apparent dimension 6.6, Arc Min, discovered 1780 by Pierre Gain. Messier 72, Million 72, NGC 6981, as one of the apparently smaller and fainter globular clusters in Messier's catalog. It is situated in the very western part of constellation Aquarius, close to the group of four stars, M73. Globular cluster M72 was discovered by Pierre Mcain in the night of August 29, 1780. Consequently, Charles Messier looked for it on the following October 4 and 5, and included it in his catalog. M72 is one of the more remote of Messier's globular clusters. At about 53,000 light-years, it lies a considerable distance beyond the galactic center. It is of 9th or 10th apparent magnitude, but as it is so distant, it is one of the more intrinsically luminous globular cluster. However, M72 is not very concentrated. Shapley classified it as Class IX. Among Messier's globulars, only M71, Class X, XI, and M56, Class X, are even less concentrated. M72 is approaching us quite rapidly, at 255 km/sec, and has the considerable number of 42 known variables, mostly are our Lyrae stars. Its diameter is about 106 light-years and appears to us under an angle of 6.6 arc minutes. According to the Deep Sky Field Guide to Ionometria 2000.0, the brightest star in M72 is about 14.2 mag, while Kenneth Glenn Jones, quoting Helen Sawyerhub, gives the average of the 25 brightest stars as 15.86. The horizontal branch level magnitude is 16.9. Ionometria 2000.0. There are several ways to locate M72. Either find 4.5 mag 3 AQR and 4 mag epsilon AQR from Delphinus. M72 is 3 deg S, 1.5 deg E of epsilon. Or locate M73, the group of 4 stars, from New Aquarii. Then M72 is 1.5 deg W and little N, or find it 9 deg E of 4 mag alpha cap. M72 is a pale nebulous patch of light, very small and of grainy texture in a 4-inch, which shows only the 2-diameter core region. LARDIS scopes show it to a larger extent. This globular is of notable even brightness, fading very gradually to the edges. It is hard to resolve in amateur telescopes. In the 8-inch, only the extreme edges show suspicions of resolved stars. A close pair of stars is situated to the south of this cluster, a 6th mag star, HD198431 at Ra 20:50.6, Dec 1232, spectral type K1II, as 40, to the west of M72. Situated just about the same distance beyond this star from M72 is the very faint local group galaxy Aquarius Dwarf, Ra 20:46.9, Dec 1251, which requires larger telescopes to be observed, to the east of M72. About 1.5 deg, Messier 73 can be found, a Y-shaped group of 4 stars which is generally considered inconspicuous. Messier 72 observations and descriptions discovered by Pierre Mcain on August 29, 1780. Messier, M72, October 4, 1780, 72, 2841 meters 23s, 310 D 20, 49, 13 D 20, 51. Gain, 310 D21, 10, 13 D21, 24, nebula seen by M. Kane in the night of August 29, 1780, above the neck of Capricorn. M. Messier looked for it on the 4th and 5th October following. The light is as faint as for the preceding M71. Near it is a small telescopic star. The position was determined from the star New Aquarii, at 5th magnitude, Dom 2. William Herschel PT 1814 P 274, SP2P 534, October 30, 1810, 40 feet telescope, space penetrating power 191.68, magnifying power 280. Having been about 20 minutes at the telescope to prepare the eye properly for seeing minute objects, the 72D of the Guinness, M72 equals NGC 6981, came into the field. It is a very bright object. It is a cluster of stars of a round figure, but the very faint stars on the outside of globular clusters are generally a little dispersed so as to deviate from a perfectly circular form. The telescopes which have the greatest light shew this best. It is very gradually extremely condensed in the center, but with much attention, even there, the stars may be distinguished. There are many stars in the field of view with it, but they are of several magnitudes totally different from the excessively small ones which compose the cluster. It is not possible to form an idea of the number of stars that may be in such a cluster, but I think we cannot estimate them by hundreds. The diameter of the cluster is about 1/5 of the field, which gives 153.6. See Fig. 17, PT 1818 P 447 448, SP2P 600, the 72nd of the Kinesans, M72 equals NGC 6981, 1805, 7 feet telescope, with a power of 80 the stars may just be perceived, 1783, 1810, 10 feet telescope, with 150 fairly resolved, 1784, 1788, 20 feet telescope, a cluster of very small stars, 1810, large 10 feet telescope, a globular cluster, its diameter is 2.40, 1810, October 30th, 40 feet telescope, a beautiful cluster of stars. For further particulars see above, 1814, by the observation with the 7 feet telescope, the profundity of this cluster must be of the 243D order. Unpublished observations of Messier's nebulae and clusters. Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 659, 1810, October 30th, Review 40 feet. Having been about 20 minutes at the telescope to prepare the eye properly for seeing critical objects, the 72nd of the Kinesans came into the field. It is a very bright object. It is a cluster of stars of a round figure, but the very faint stars on the outside of these sorts of clusters are generally a little dispersed so as to deviate from a very perfect circular form. The telescopes which have the greatest light shew this best. It is very gradually extremely condensed in the center, but with much attention even there the stars may be distinguished. Power 280. There are many stars in the field of view with it, but they are of many magnitudes and totally different from the excessively small faint ones which compose the cluster. It is not possible to form an idea of the number of stars that may be in such a cluster, but I think we cannot estimate them by hundreds. The diameter is about 1/5 of the field equals 1.53.6. 10 feet telescope. I viewed the same object. The contrast is very striking. It appeareth extremely faint. John Herschel, 1833. H 2090. H 2090 equals M72. Sweep the 10th of October 4th, 1825. Raw 2844 meters 5.1s. NPD 103D10. 26s. 1830.0. Right ascension and north polar distance. F. R. GBM. Resolved into very small stars. 2 or 3. Diam. Faint. Round. Gradually brighter toward the middle. Resolved into very small faint stars. 2 or 3. Diameter. Sweep 363. August 6, 1831. Raw 2844 meters 5.8s. NPD 103D10. 9s. 1830.0. PB. V compressed cluster. Irregular. Barely resolved. VGBM. 3. Diam. Many straggling stars near, but none so small as those of the cluster. Pretty bright. Very compressed cluster. Irregularly round. Barely resolved. Very gradually brighter toward the middle. Resolved into very small faint stars. Many straggling stars near, but none so small as those of the cluster. Sweep 34. July 31st, 1826. Ra 2844 meters 6.5s, NPD 103D 10, 13s, 1830.0, F, R, 2, Diom, GBM, R, but I do not see the stars separated enough to count them. Sky beautiful, has a asterisk 9 meters 30 deg SF, dist 3, is rather an insignificant object, faint, round, 2, diameter, gradually brighter toward the middle, resolvable modeled, not resolved, but I do not see the stars separated enough to count them. Sky beautiful, has a star of 9th magnitude 30 degrees SF, distance 3, is rather an insignificant object. Smythe, DCCLXVI 764, M72, DCCLXVI 72 million Capricorni now Aquarii, R2844 meters 39s, Deck S13D07.6 mean epoch of observation, 1836.72 September 1836, a globular cluster of minute stars between Aquarius and the neck of Capricorn, being 9 deg due east of Alpha Capricorni, where it follows, at about half a degree, 325 PXX, a star of the 6.5 magnitude from Piazzi's catalog. There are many telescopic stars in the field, a small pair of which closely follows the cluster. This object was discovered by the astronomical Ferret M. Messier in 1780, and registered as a nebula. 3 years afterwards W.H. resolved it into stars, with his 20-foot Florida reflector, and on gauging, he pronounced its profundity to be of the 243rd order. It will show the reader the care and attention of Sir William, to give his next observation of this cluster, with the giant reflector. October 4, 1810 40 feet telescope, space penetrating power 191.68, magnifying power 280, having been a sufficient time at the telescope to prepare the eye properly for seeing minute objects. The 72D of the Connaissance des Temps Messier's catalog came into the field. It is a very bright object. It is a cluster of stars of a round figure, but the very faint stars on the outside of globular clusters are generally little dispersed, so as to deviate from a perfectly circular form. The telescopes which have the greatest light show this best. It is very gradually extremely condensated in the center, but with much attention, even there, the stars may be distinguished. There are many stars in the field of view with it, but they are of several magnitudes, totally different from the excessively small faint ones which compose the cluster. It is not possible to form an idea of the number of stars that may be in such a cluster, but I think we cannot estimate them by hundreds. The diameter of the cluster is about 1/5 of the field, which is 1.53.6. This cluster is followed, at about 5 meters difference or in 7, to the southward, by a trio of 10th magnitude stars in a poor field. This is number 73 of Messier's list, also registered in 1780. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 4608, GC 4608 equals H2090 equals M72, Ra 2845 meters 44.9s, NPD 103D3, 35.8, 1860.0. Right ascension and north polar distance, glob, CL, PB, PL, R, GMCM, RR 10 observations by W. N. J. Herschel, globular cluster, pretty bright, pretty large, round, gradually much compressed toward the middle, well resolved, drier, and GC 6981, and GC 6981 equals GC 4608 equals H2090. Gain, M72, Ra 2845 meters 44.9s, NPD 103D3, 35.8, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, glob, CL, PB, PL, R, GMCM, RRR. Equals M72 globular cluster, pretty bright, pretty large, round, gradually much compressed toward the middle, well resolved. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL, Lichobs, number 13, part 1, P9, 42, and GC 6981, RA equals 20:48.0. Deck equals 1255. Small bright cluster 3. In diameter. Globular. Comparatively open. 13 SN. Content Karaziev says. Students for the Exploration and Development of Space. Accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.